Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Joe Benigo and Evan Roberts at home, at work, or on the road. Afternoons from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on The Fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
All righty, folks, 10:25 here on this Thursday evening. It's JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski. We are keeping you company right here on The Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. So, the honorable mention on my all-time baseball list that you guys were wondering about on Twitter that I didn't even mention, the great Cal Ripken Jr. Now, Cal Ripken Jr., Hall of Famer, first ballot, we know his significance to the game, but there's no way in the world I'm putting Cal Ripken over Derek Jeter. There's no way in the world I'm putting Cal Ripken Jr. over Rodriguez. And yes, I've thrown steroid guys in there. I understand that. And I got news for you. If I wasn't going in the steroid direction, like if I made it a caveat that if you tested for PEDs, you can't be on a list, I probably would have went Chipper Jones over Cal Ripken Jr. Like, to me, at their very best, who is the better player? Chipper Jones is the better player. Now, when it gets to my rotation, I gotta admit, this was very, very difficult. So the way I set this up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from 1993 on, I gave you five starting pitchers and two relievers. Pedro Martinez is number one. And I've made this point on the air quite a few times. To me, at their best, at their peak, there was no starter to me that was better than Pedro. Number two, Randy Johnson. From a fear factor, intimidation standpoint, Randy Johnson used to scare the living daylights out of me. And I can only imagine what it was like for a left-handed batter. And we saw it with Larry Walker in the All-Star game. We saw it with John Kruk. Saw it with the Yankees sitting Wade Boggs and Paul O'Neill. You could not send a lefty up to the plate with Randy Johnson in his prime. You had no chance. With his wipeout slider, with his 6'10 frame, you had no freaking chance. So Randy Johnson. Now, again, I'm throwing another steroid guy in there, so be it. I can't have this list without Roger Clemens. I can't. His dominance with Toronto. Now, I didn't see Clemens at his peak with the Red Sox. I didn't see 20 strikeout Clemens. I didn't see him dominate in Boston. I saw him in Toronto dominate. I saw him with the Yankees go 20-3. And I saw Clemens pitch some big money games. Game 4 against Seattle in 2000 in the LCS. Game 2 against the Mets, which will be forever remembered as the Piazza game. But don't forget, Roger Clemens dominated the Mets right after that first inning. And then Game 7 of the World Series, where he matched Schilling 0 for 0 for 0 and pitched his ass off on that given night. Greg Maddux is also going to be on my list. Look at the dominance. Look at the Cy Youngs. And what I respect so much about Greg Maddux is that he did it in such a different way than the other three guys I mentioned. Power with Pedro. Power and just intimidation with Randy Johnson. Power, intimidation with Roger Clemens. Maddux was an artist. Painting the corners. Two-seamer in. Changing speeds. Hitters used to say it was the most comfortable 0-for-4 you're ever going to have. Because you'd hit against Maddux, he'd be throwing 88, 90 miles an hour, and you'd be hitting weak ground balls a second. Or you'd be flailing and popping up. Or you'd just be waving over a changeup and striking out. And you'd come back to the batter's box and you say, well, how in the world did I just go 0-for-4? Something to be said for Greg Maddux. My fifth spot. I think the first four are pretty easy, to be honest. Pedro, Randy, Clemens, Greg Maddux. I felt pretty good about those. My fifth spot, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people. I'm not giving you Roy Halladay. Very tough honorable mention. I'm not giving you Kershaw, which is crazy because his regular season numbers deserve to be here. And they're going to be better than the guy I'm going to mention. But I can't overlook how bad and how inept he has been in the postseason. But for my final spot, I'm going to give you a guy who, for my money, is the best postseason pitcher I have ever seen. Madison freaking Bumgarner. Bumgarner has quality, high quality regular season numbers. A career 3.13 ERA. Others haven't beat. DeGrom's got a lower ERA. Maybe he works his way onto this list. Kershaw definitely has better regular season numbers and more accolades. But guess what? That pure dominance of Bumgarner in the postseason is going to take him and push him over the top. So I'm going to go with the Mad Bum as my final choice. Pedro, Randy Johnson, Clemens, Maddux, Bumgarner. Now, in the bullpen, one of them is not even worth discussing. It's the greatest reliever of all time. Nobody comes close. The iconic Mariano Rivera. The second guy I'm going to give you, I admit, my first thought was it's got to be between Billy Wagner and Trevor Hoffman. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put a little wiggle into all of this. And the wiggle I'm going to put is I'm going to give you John Smoltz as my second reliever. And some of you are going to say, John Smoltz, JJ. He was a starter who won a Cy Young. He was a 1, 2, 3, 4-time All-Star as a starter. And then if you take on his 2007 season where he went back to starting, in 2005 he added a couple more. But let's not forget, John Smoltz from 2001 to 2004 saved 10 games, 55 games, 45 games, 44 games. I'd rather have John Smoltz on this list than Billy Wagner and Trevor Hoffman. So I'm going to reward the Hall of Famer. He doesn't have the regular season numbers to crack a top five rotation. But tell you this, I'd rather have John Smoltz coming out of the bullpen than Trevor Hoffman or Billy Wagner, especially in a big game. So I know I might be cheating a little bit there with throwing John Smoltz in the bullpen. But hey, look at those save numbers over 3 years. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. So there you have it. That is the all-time team from yours truly, 1993 and beyond. I'm going to tweet this out. You guys can poke some fun with this. We'll have some fun with this, but I enjoyed putting this together. Really enjoyed it.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.